It's a string of five straight for Worth County's boys basketball team. It's a string of eight of the last nine for wins for Worth County. So they certainly look like they're in a pretty good place going into the district basketball tournament and going into their final game of the regular season. That'll be tonight. Bryce Schaefer's head basketball coach of Worth County. The Tigers started this stretch with their crossover game win, beat Gallatin. That was coming off, you know, that really close game that you had with King City, but went to Gallatin, take on a, you know, a young team that, you know, is going to be good. I don't know if they're a great matchup necessarily to Worth County, but twice this year you have had games where you have had you know, sustained high level of play throughout the entire game. One of them was South Nottoway. I think Gallatin probably qualifies as well. And I've got to think if you can get that over 32 minutes of the two games that you played, at least against those two opponents specifically, you'll take your chances.
Yeah, I would like to see that team every single night we come out and play, because I think we've got the upper hand in winning them. Majority of those games against any opponent, if we can come out and play to that caliber each and every night. We had some defensive breakdowns here or there, but that was remedied by, you know, a fantastic offensive performance by the entire team, which started with ball movement. Both those two games that you're talking about, we shared the ball really, really well. We saw things. We were unselfish, but then we took, you know, open shots, and we didn't hesitate. And anytime you can hit 10 or 11 three-pointers in a game, obviously that's going to favor you in that game. And our shooters came out and were really, really on fire early and kept that going throughout the whole game. So I was super proud of our guys, especially after such a close win against King City. Having come out and get a little fire like that against a good team in Gallatin was great for us.
Had North Nottoway coming out of the crossover game, beat North Nottoway 2, won 58-37. And that is a team that has been just fine within a majority of the 275 conference. And they've got, well, we understand it, they've got some guards that if they get going, they are capable of keeping them in games against good teams. Now, again, because of your length, I don't know if they can, if they're allowed to negotiate and play the way that they want to against you. I don't know if it's a great matchup or not, but I got to think, because of the spread that you had against them, because of the margin of victory, that it was a pretty good game for you.
Yeah, we played well. We had played them earlier in the Northwest Missouri Invitational and really came out flat and didn't play our best ball the first half and had to really... We had to fight back because we were down at halftime, and we ended up winning that game by, I think, 7. So when we came into this game, I think my guys were a little bit more excited about it. It was at home, but also the Coleman kid had made 30 points the first time we played him, and he is a fantastic player, one of the best in the area. I mean, without a doubt, he can score from each level of the floor. He is a good ball handler, just a pure scorer, and does a lot for his team. And, you know, coming into this second game, we had decided he's not going to be the one who beats us. We're going to make somebody else beat us. And they have another kid, Smizer, that just wasn't, you know, playing his best ball that night. And you know, it fell to the rest of that team. And I like our matchups against the rest of that team a lot better than those two guys, and we played well and came out with a victory. So,
all right, had the first of three games then Monday night to beat Northeast Nottoway 165-42. I don't know if they've been the most consistent team this in the world, but they do seem like they play with energy, and they certainly have a lot of different players with about equal ability or bring something else to their team. So, in other words, they play a lot off their roster generally.
Yeah, they can go pretty deep. They're a good team. They're well coached. I think that some things throughout the year have not gone their way. They've played in close games and just not been on the winning side of a few. I think they're a lot better ball club than maybe what their record indicates to a lot of people who see box scores and stuff. But, you know, we came out and a little bit sloppy in the first quarter, but we're able to bounce back and play more up to our ability. And more than anything, that was our senior night game, and we were able to, you know, get a victory and get a lot of minutes for our senior Jacob Weimer, which was huge for us. You know, he's been in this program for 4 years and worked his tail off, and we were just really pleased that we were able to give him a victory on his last home night.
Okay, beat North Harrison then the next night, won 65-36 against really a markedly improved basketball team. They, you know, have set themselves up, you know, pretty well for next year. They're just so much more competitive this year and staying in games a lot longer.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the step from last year to this year has been a big one for them. And, you know, they've got some pieces on the team now that are a little bit more capable of playing at the varsity level. Plus, I think next year they'll be remarkably better because, you know, we've seen their junior high program as well. And I think that they've got some components there that will be able to help them out in the coming years. So it was, you know, it's never easy going on the road anywhere. And Eagleville is a good venue to go play basketball. And we were able to go over there and kind of assert ourselves early in that game and jump out. I think we 17-1 or something in the first quarter. And I think, obviously, anytime you can do that defensively, only let them score 1 point, it's probably going to be a pretty good game for us. So,
okay, you have South Harrison that'll be tonight. You know, really a South Harrison team that's about on par, I guess, with where Ward County is in terms of experience. They match up fairly well, I think, with what Ward County does. I think they're, you know, they've got an element of being fairly explosive too. So I would guess this would be a pretty good district test. The one thing that I would think that you'd be, encouraged about is the fact that when you're going to need it, which would be next week, when you need consistent play night to night, it looks like you're getting an element of that.
Yeah, I think that we have 3-4 guys that are capable of, you know, creating a foundation for us that we can elevate from. And if those guys perform well, which they have been in big game situations, we're going to be just fine. If any one of those four can carry us through, which is great. And you know, the nights that you're talking about, like South Nottoway and Gallatin, all of them showed up and performed really well. And if we're able to do that, you know, tonight against Bethany especially, and then going forward into the district tournament, you know, we're a tough team to deal with when we've got all four guys focused in and ready to go and performing at their best. And, you know, we're going to need that kind of performance because Bethany is not a easy place to go into. The crowd's excited, and, you know, they're playing good basketball right now. They're coached well. So we're going to have to go in there and into a tough environment and play our best kind of ball. But we've been doing a good job on the road of doing that. So, you know, I've got all the expectations of going in and getting a road win and getting ready for districts come Monday.
Bryce Schaefer, he's head basketball coach of Worth County.